Well, I got a really interesting perspective from Joshua, who was the vet that I got to work with, and that was he talked about sitting on the floor with his daughter coloring, and how he saw broken crayons, and he realized that broken crayons, like people, they're not useless. In fact, when a crayon is broken, it's got two chances to color now. And then he talked about broken mirrors and how they still shine light. And Josh lives somewhere west of here, and he told me four times, but I can't remember. And I was thinking that's probably why y'all should be glad that I was never in the military. But at some point he mentioned, so he lives somewhere over there that way. I live way over that way. And at some point he mentioned that he went to John Hay High School in Cleveland. And I said, well, aren't you a little old for that? And, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, in the day he went to John Hay High School in Cleveland. And, I said, well, I teach at a school in Cleveland. It goes up to eighth grade, and some of my students go to John Hay after they get out of our school. And, he said, what school do you teach at? And I just said, well, I teach in Old Brooklyn, because normally when I tell people my school and my street, nobody's ever heard of it. And but anyway, he asked a few more questions. So I said, well, I teach at Benjamin Franklin School. And he said, well, my kids went there. And I said, no kidding. And so then he told me the names, and they had both been students of mine. And in fact, 4 years ago, I'm a music teacher there, and 4 years ago, I started a band of trumpets and trombones and, you know, trying to get a little something off the ground, some kind of a band at the school. And I always remember that the first flute player in our school that ever got past this and actually being fluid and playing songs. So I always think of her as the first good flute player that our school ever had was his daughter. And so, and for many reasons, he was a great match yesterday. But he brought in some writings, and sometimes that's a little scary for me when people bring writings if they have a preconceived notion of where everything's going to go. But he didn't. He just brought in these writings, and they were so deep and so well-considered. So what I just wanted to say about today's song is that I think of it like a brick wall. So it's like he brought in all these bricks, and then which would be words and phrases and ideas, and I took them and I rearranged them. But then sometimes I might take a complete group and put it in place and put some of my stuff around it, and other times I'd rearrange. But I think it's a great meld of his thoughts and his experiences with my words and phrases, and but a lot of this is Josh's. But enough of it is mine that I'll be able to come back next time, I hope.